It's hard to imagine that anyone would alter this indelible image of bombing victim Martin Richard to promote a cause. But that's just what someone did, and then posted the Photoshop picture we will not show on Twitter. It's made a lot of people angry, including a self-described hacktivist for good who goes by the Twitter handle Jester. Jester would not reveal his true identity, and he would only communicate with us using a secure private chat service. He says over the last few weeks, he's been targeting people he believes are trying to capitalize on the marathon tragedy. Jester has published the name, phone number, and address of the person he blames for the doctored Martin Richard photo. He's also launched denial of service attacks on websites belonging to people associated with movements that claim the bombings are a government conspiracy. One of those sites has still not recovered. Jester tells us, since the Boston bombing, I've seen some really offensive stuff happening online. You don't get to laugh in the face of the Boston bombing without some repercussions. As for the right to free speech, the self-described professional pitier of fools says, I would describe my actions as necessary. Some say I'm against freedom of speech, but this is not the case. I fully support freedom of speech. The First Amendment protects us against government infringing on our speech rights. It doesn't apply to citizens. Based on the amount of positive responses he's received on Twitter, it appears Jester has a lot of supporters. And this computer vigilante says he's not done yet.
Jester tells us he's a former member of the U.S. military, but he wouldn't share much more than that. A lot of this continues to play out online, the back and forth, and we will be watching it closely.